The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And Electoral Commission calls out main opposition NDC, disclosing that the party had failed to back its claims of a flawed voters register with evidence, as officials allegedly promised to do so with just 5 days before a nationwide protest by the party to force the commission to audit the register.
The NDC came, presented some issues. I mean, they gave just examples. We told them that they should let us have their issues that they are complaining. They told us they will come, they will get it for us that same day. Up till now, we have not gotten anything from them. And so if really they have issues as they are claiming, they should bring it to the fore. We are prepared. If you say there's something wrong with the register, then you need to prove beyond doubt.
Meanwhile, the EC says it is ready for the NDC's nationwide protest in 5 days.
If you have issues and you want to present to our office, we have no problem. We will accept them, but we want to encourage them to ensure that civility prevails.
We are live.
So that doesn't turn out into something.
We are live at the Commission's headquarters for a news conference where also three female presidential aspirants have filed their nominations to contest the 2024 general elections, bringing the total number of candidates to 14 in 3 days. And Top Story is always brought to you by Telecell Connecting Energies, holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. The Electoral Commission is tonight calling out the main opposition NDC as it prepares to mobilize its supporters across the country to march onto the Commission's offices to demand a forensic audit into the provisional voters register for the 2024 polls. The EC has been disclosing to Joy News how the NDC failed to back its claims of a flawed voters register with evidence after officials allegedly promised to do so. The commission is set to address the media in the next few minutes, and we'll take you to the EC headquarters live when the news conference gets underway. Ahead of that, though, the Director of Electoral Services at the commission, Benjamin Banobio, has been challenging the NDC to back its claims with the evidence they promised.
When the case was reported, because of the inbuilt accountability in our system, we were able to trace to the point where it occurred. We were able to trace how it occurred, and then got to know that they used those pictures, because the system captured everything. Yes, we did investigation. The officers at the district are being sanctioned. Investigation is still going on. All the 38 transfers that were detected have been reversed. And we did not end it there. We tasked our team, IT team, to go through all the transfers detected
across the country,
find out if such a situation occurred.
And this is across the country?
Across the country.
What's the update on that?
It is completed.
And you didn't find any other legal transfer?
We did not find any other. No, we did not find any other legal transfer.
Specifically, the NDC wants a nationwide audit done into the register by an external independent body. Is the EC open to that?
You know what? Electoral Commission of Ghana, we want to ensure successful election. It is in your own interest. And for the register, it is in the interest of the commission to ensure a very credible voters register, because when you have a credible voters register, you have chalked more than 60% of the sources that you need to ensure a successful election. And so we are not leaving any stone unturned to ensure that we have a very credible voters register. The NDC came, presented some issues. I mean, they gave just examples. We told them that they should let us have their issues that they are complaining. But for all that they know, we might have even resolved those issues. They told us they will come, they will get it for us that same day. Up till now, we have not gotten anything from them.
When you asked for them to bring all the issues, what was the plan?
They came, they told us they will give the issues to us. Yes, they told us that they will give the issues to us. So we asked them to let us have them. We'll go through and find out if there are issues as they are indicating, we'll resolve them. Then we'll give them a copy of the register that has been resolved for them to also look at. Since that time, they have not come back, they have not sent anything to anybody. And so if really they have issues as they are claiming, they should bring it to the fore. We are prepared, we are all partners, and I want to believe that they mean well. Anything that could be done to enhance the credibility of the register, we are for it.
Including an external audit?
That is what I'm saying. If it is necessary, we wouldn't care. But as it is now, the register is good to go. And so anyone who has issue and is calling for such measures should let us know what the issues are. Open up, bring them to us, let us sit down and go through the system. And find out if those things are there, then we'll take it from there. But for now, the register is very credible, it's very inclusive, and it is fit for purpose.
If the NDC brings you all the issues they've raised, you would look into it with the intention of trying to resolve them at your own level, within the EC?
Yes, if it has not been resolved already. But if it has not been resolved already, who do that?
But that is not what they want. They don't trust the EC to fix your own problems. They want an independent body to do so.
You see, if you say there's something wrong with the register, then you need to prove beyond doubt. You have come, made example demonstrations, and you have asked, let us have it so that we can all take a look at it. Why haven't they bring it? I said, no, they have not brought anything. If they mean well, they should bring it up for us to look at it.
I mean, when they met you last week Friday,
then you see the way
when they met you last week Friday, they did a demonstration. Didn't they leave that with you?
No. They didn't leave it. They even promised to get it worse when they get back to their office. I said, no, nobody has sent it. So I'm beginning to doubt if really what they are saying is true. Why are they not bringing it up? There was an example they showed. We picked that ID number. Later, when the IT consultants check, the person has transferred his vote to another police station. We asked the district officer, they were able to provide the forms that the person completed. Yet they were saying that person was transferred without his knowledge. And so let us have the issues. Let us go through them one after the other and examine them on their own merits.
But is the EC ready for a protest in 5 days?
NDC is a political party, and a political party, it is one of our critical stakeholders. As a party, they have the right to demonstrate, but it must be done according to law. If you have issues and you want to present to our office, we have no problem. We will accept them. But we want to encourage them to ensure that civility prevails, so that it doesn't turn out into something. All that they are looking for, as they claim, is for a credible voter's rule. And as I indicated, the Electoral Commission is for that. So if they have issues, why don't we judge them? Why don't we team up and ensure that the legislative thing is done?
Will you open?
That is my worry.
Will you open your offices on Tuesday?
It's a working day, and so we will open our offices. I know that NDC leadership will control their people and ensure civility.
Well, on the allegation that the party promised to submit evidence to back their claims of a flawed register, we got confirmation from the Deputy Director of Elections of the NDC, Dr. Tanko Rashid, that indeed did so. But because they do not trust the EC, they have not submitted that particular evidence to them, but says they will submit a full petition when they embark on that protest next week.
We have trust issues with the Electoral Commission.
No, but did you promise?
I'm saying that,
did
yes.
Did you promise to return with the document?
We told them we would, because we also give them an external drive that they said they have the 2024 corrected version. You see, and we said, then give it to us.
Yes, if you have we told them
that because this Electoral Commission, countless times we have given them evidence of issue, they have not done anything about it.
But did you promise?
We told them that these are the issues. You, the register is from you. You have it. For instance, what my good brother mentioned,
the proxy issues.
You cannot do proxy without going through biometrics.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But
and I'm saying that this was an issue. It's one of the issues
he
has raised.
He has said something categorically.
Yes.
That when you came, you presented the issues, They told you, submit the evidence and we'll look into it. And you did promise them that you will return with the evidence.
Evans.
Did you promise you return with the
evidence? Said we needed a forensic audit so that we'll present it there. The forensic audit will deal with this matter. Because this Electoral Commission, if we give these things to them...
But you haven't answered, my question.
I'm saying that.
Did you promise the Electoral Commission? Yes,
we promise,
you did.
We promise that we will bring it if only you accept forensic audit. That is it. It's a caveat.
And so then you, yes, keep, because you keep the 38
I'm coming.
Names.
My good brother, Banobio,
but how can
presentation.
They, but how can they agree to an audit when they haven't verified your complaints?
Yes, yes, it's verified. You just agreed to the 243,000.
But you also that. Claim that you have, there are 15,000
yes,
people
I'm saying there
who
are,
have a legal transfer that he's disputing. And he's saying to you, bring all your concerns to the table. Let's look into it. And if there's a basis, he hasn't actually dismissed your call for an audit. He says if there's a basis, if you bring your evidence, they will look into it. And if that is what is needed, they will do it.
Evans.
So why don't you submit it?
Evans, it's a clear issue. This one there, it's not a matter we should belabor on this matter. It's a simple issue. We are saying that this Electoral Commission, as it is constituted, on countless times, I just mentioned BVD. The loss of the BVD, the issues of that one. The issue of the Nandom officer that we petition again. He's still sitting there as a Nandom. Do you know Pusiga? Somebody used a fake Ghana card to register some people and he was arrested. I'm saying that several of these.
You don't trust the Electoral Commission.
Evans.
So why don't you keep your own word by submitting all the evidence? And if they still do not act, then you have a basis.
Evans, we are asking them for... For instance, they say they will hit the street. We are
from what I heard one of you say, he did not say they will not conduct the audit. He says they first want to understand your problem fully with the evidence.
We did.
And then they submit it. And then they'll come to a conclusion whether there's a basis for the audit or not. But until then, it'll be difficult for them to come to that conclusion.
That's why I'm saying that clearly. We did a live demonstration.
Yes.
And that's what
and
we wanted the media. We wanted
you return
the I'm
the
saying that, no, I'm saying that we wanted the media, if you had joined this discussion he's talking about and we are talking about it, we didn't have a reason because we did a clear demonstration.
Do a press conference and demonstrate it.
I am saying that it will demonstrate to their IT team, their IT officer was there.
But beyond the demonstration, did you leave that information with them in hard copy or in soft?
I've given you a background why we have not left that thing with them.
Well, the Electoral Commission is set to address a news conference just in a few minutes. I want to take you there to the Electoral Commission headquarters now. My colleague James Abaji is standing by for us. James, is this press conference underway?
Well, Evans, we're still waiting for the Electoral Commission to begin that press conference. Just about some 20 minutes ago, they received the final filing of the day from the CPP candidate. And after that, they indicated to us that the PNC are in with their nomination form for filing. And so right after they attend to the PNC, they would be addressing us on the issues being raised so far. But we later found out that the PNC had returned because they themselves say they have identified some anomaly on their nominations form and so prefer to go back and rectify that and come back tomorrow. And the EC, an official, tells me that we should prepare for the press conference to come off maybe at 5:30. It's now 5:44. And we're still here waiting for them. If you check their own Facebook page, they have set up to transmit this live. And the live is still on, but there's no EC official as we speak in the conference room.
James, stay with me because we need to get a bit more about those filing nominations today. But thankfully joining me is Dr. Tanko Rashid, is a Deputy National Director of Elections for the NDC. Also joining me is Evans Nemako, Director of Research and Elections at the MPP. And Dr. Tanko, we're waiting for the Electoral Commission to address this major news conference. They've already told us that this is going to be around the key issues that you've raised formally. addressing the country on it. And on the points that they raised when you were with me on PM Express about the submission of the full evidence for them to evaluate and determine whether there's a need for this forensic audit, I wonder, since the last conversation, whether the NDC has submitted that evidence to the Electoral Commission.
Evans, let me say good evening to you and your cherished listeners, as well as my good brother, Evans Dimaku. Good evening. Clearly, we are prepared for our demonstration on Tuesday. And as I indicated on your platform, PM Express, the other day, we indicated to the Electoral Commission that, look, we have done this presentation to you. We have indicated to you where all these problems are from. But we think that you, as a body, as it is, as constituted, we don't have the trust in you to deal with the matter. So let's have this forensic audit. Then we'll present it to the team that is going to audit it. And then they'll go through it, because we have clearly, you, the Electoral Commission, has clearly demonstrated to us that if we give this thing to you, it will not yield any resource, because previously we have dealt with you on several issues which you didn't conclude with any better response coming from you. And like we gave the issue of the Pusiga fake Ghana card issue. The gentleman, up to now, we haven't heard anything from the story. The Landom episode is still there. It's still an issue. The gentleman is still sitting there. And so if we have continuously been dealing there, and then the issue of the register, my good brother will testify, at IPAC, we were contesting their figures, the total registered figures as announced in Parliament. And they indicated that they were going to get their IT team to come back in the next IPAC meeting to explain to us the figures, the discrepancies in the figures, as we pointed out to them. Up to now, as we speak now, the Electoral Commission has not given us the total registered figures from their own calculations. So why are we continue to deal with an Electoral Commission that is evasive in giving out information? We have done our part. We have demonstrated this to them and said, let's have this audit. Let's have this team put together to do the audit. Then we will appear before them with our full version of our issues.
But what would they be auditing if they don't have clarity on the specifics? And I see today Dr. Madibu Ama had posted details around some of the key issues that you're raising. Five issues in all. Some of them were addressed by Mr. Banobio on the show the last time. He denied a lot of them. In fact, he says they've done their own investigations that has shown that your suggestions of claims untrue. And I see that you also list a total of six bases for this forensic audit. Now, clearly you have something. And if you do have something, you're prepared to put it out on social media, but you're not prepared to give it formally to the Electoral Commission.
I'm saying that, Evans, we met them at their head office. The commissioners were all there, plus Madame Jean Mensah herself. And with this thing that we have put out on social media, we demonstrated it for them to see. The issue my good friend Banobio mentioned, the gentleman, they even let the cat out of their back with what he was trying to explain. The gentleman name, when we asked them, you said the gentleman is in the register. Which constituency, which police station is it? When their IT officer mentioned the police station, the whole room, everybody was shocked, because from their own data that they given out, the gentleman was nowhere to be found from the constituency or police station he mentioned. So we asked them, which register are you reading from? Because the register you gave and the register you exhibited, this is the problem of the gentleman. From here to Tesano police station, and from Tesano police station back to his own police station, he cannot be found. You've taken him out. Now you are telling us that the man is in Volta region. He mentioned some polling station like that. So everybody was taken aback at that place. From that point, we realized that these people, it appeared they are dealing with some different register apart from what they've given out, or apart from what they have put out for exhibition. This one strengthened our position for the call for the forensic audit. Apart from that, when we were speaking on your platform, and my brother Banobio was telling us that they deliberately added that. Look, that one alone is enough for this country to call for forensic audit.
And Evans Dimaku is with me. Evans, with the MPP, have you taken the decision on the need for a forensic audit? Because I know I've heard some of your key members and leadership say they have their own concerns. Have you taken the decision whether you need that too?
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Ndamukwu, can you hear me?
Please come again.
I'm asking whether the MPP, you've decided on whether or not there's a need for a forensic audit of the register.
Thank you, Evans. I think that there's no need at all. Evans, take a look at the CI 91, Regulation 22. It says the EC will compare a register. When that is done, it is a provisional register. The Regulation 22.2 indicates that a copy of the provisional register shall be given to all registered political parties. So let's find out from the other political parties whether they receive copies of the provisional register from the EC. And when you have received that as a party, what is your role? When in 23 of the CI 91, it says there will be exhibition. The EC must exhibit the register at every polling station for all registered voters to have access and make corrections to their details. The call by the NDC at the moment for a certain forensic audit is baseless, is meaningless, it does not hold water. My brother, Dr. Rashid is mentioning that the EC has not been able to tell them the total number of registered voters on the provisional register they have been given. They've been able to tell us that there's a certain 15,000, a certain 243,000. Why are they not able to compute the provisional register of all the polling stations, 38,622, on the database they have been given to tell us that this is where we are and that they doubt it? They are able to produce 15,000. They are able to produce 243,000 of a certain infraction. Meanwhile, the EC has been very categorical that there's nothing of that sort. Evan, the NDC just want to create unnecessary confusion. At IPAC, the NDC had raised issue about the register. They've raised issue about every stage that the EC is doing compilation. For us as New Patriotic Party, we are advised by the CI 91, CI 127, CI 126. And it is on that basis that the provisional register we got, we printed it out to all our polling station executives to reach out to the voters on the register. So we'll get them to vote for Dr. Mahamud Baumia on December 7th.
So you're happy with the provisional register? You're happy with the provisional register as it is? Mr. Ndamukwu, you're happy with the provisional register?
I'm happy you called me.
Mr. Ndamukwu, just for
Dr.
clarity.
Dr. Rashid Tanko.
Yes.
For us to...
Mr. Ndamukwu, just for clarity, you're happy with the provisional register as it is?
To come and debate Dr. Mahamud Baumia on his policy issues.
Evans Ndamukwu, can you hear me?
If you want to push, well, not wash.
Mr. Ndamukwu, can you hear me?
Yes, please.
You're happy with the provisional register as it is?
The register we have is provisional register. It's not a final register. If there's any issue in the register...
Do you have any issues with it?
For now, the New Patriotic Party has not raised any issue about this provisional register. Because we know what the act, CI 91, says when it comes to provisional register and what voters must do at the face of exhibition. And it's not the confusion that the NDC want to rain on us.
And you're confident that the exhibition alone will cure any issues you may have down the line?
We are confident that if there are concerns, it must be done at exhibition phase. Beyond that, we have IPAC programs, meetings, and other conversations. Is the NDC telling us that they've never had some engagement with the EC ahead of exhibition and post-exhibition? Is that what they are telling us? They are not able to tell us the total they got from the the provisional register, but they're able to tell us that there's a certain 15,000, a certain 245,000. All that the EC has said, it is neither here nor there. You want to stage demonstration in Ghana across all the constituencies. Meanwhile, in my constituency of Buakwa South, there's no problem with the register. In my constituency Bosumtwi in Ashanti region, there's no problem. In Zabdugu, there's no problem. So why do you want to stage a demonstration?
Yeah, now talking about the demonstration, Dr. Tanko Rashid, the Electoral Commission's Director of Electoral Services has asked you to make it civil. Can you guarantee that?
That's policy issues.
Hello?
Dr. Rashid Tanko, can you guarantee that the protest on Tuesday will be civil? That's what the Electoral Commission is appealing for.
Evan,
I doubt they will.
Clearly,
do that.
We have prepared ourselves for a massive demonstration on Tuesday, because the Electoral Commission seems not to understand the enormity of the issue at stake.
Can you guarantee that it will be civil?
Oh, why will we go on a violent demonstration? That is not the bane of NDC. No, we are clearly going to have a peaceful demonstration across the country. We are just going to let Ghanaians know that, look, these are the issues we are talking about. Because remember, Evans, in 2015-2016, when Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia presented the 80,000 Togolese issues and was talking about it and doing pie charts and bar charts of the register, the problem of the register and all that, and met the Electoral Commission. Why is it that they didn't allow the Electoral Commission to do the investigation themselves? But the committee was rather set, headed by Justice Papp, 5-man committee to do the investigation. That was what happened. It was the MPP who led it. And we are saying that the same thing we have met this time, the matter is even more than what happened in 2015. This year, the matter is so grave that it needed a serious body to look at it. Because you can't just have a register where over 243,000 votes did we use to win in 2008 general election. How many votes? Now we are talking of one thematic area that cost 243,000. And you think we should fold our arms? And the same EC accepted it and said, yes, they deliberately did that. It's their own words. They use the word that they deliberately added it. So if we hadn't seen it, that deliberate thing that they have done would have passed through the water.
Well, the explanation there, Dr. Tanko Rashid, that when it did that, it wasn't to hide it. It was to track the movement of voters as far as the transfer were concerned. They had done it openly, and it wasn't to hide it. And that is why you indeed found the difference, because it wasn't meant at all to be one that was to be hidden. And by the way, Dr. Tanko Rashid, thank you very much. The Deputy National Director of Elections at the NDC, Evans Namaku is the Director of Research and Elections at the MPP too. The Electoral Commission will be addressing the news conference shortly, and when that starts, we'll bring that to you. News night in a minute.